So a good self-image basically speaks about, I think she said it, you look yourself in the mirror and you look at everything else that people say that this is ugly about you, and you say, nah, this is actually what is good about me. I'll give you a typical example about myself. So I have a very small voice, right? I have a very small voice. This is just a mic amplifying my voice. So, like, typical example, when I was young, trying to live all nice and whatever, I couldn't say any word in a club because it was so loud. So people keep saying, huh, what are you saying? Because the music was so loud and my voice is very small. So with that, I needed to look at my voice and say, okay, this is the voice that I have. Where can I best utilize it? Right? So now creating what everyone else is saying is annoying and it's irritating and whatsoever, and you're saying, what good would come out of this thing? So I took my voice, I was like, hey, maybe I should sing. I tried that. Well, yeah. Well, it worked out for a season, right? And then I was like, okay, probably singing, everyone is doing it, so it doesn't really make that great impact because I was singing just to prove a point to certain people, right? So then I had to move to accepting myself unconditionally, right? I was like, okay, cool. When I talk, literally people listen to me, like when it's quiet and everything, so I have influence with my voice, so let me use that for that. Right. So meaning that if someone is gonna come to you and say that, let me think of you, typical example, you're very dark and you're ugly and whatever, and you look at yourself in the mirror, you're like, hey, actually I can be a model for this brand and whatever. So you use that for exactly what you were created for, and then your life becomes better. So by then loving yourself or having a relationship with yourself doesn't mean that you have to be arrogant, obviously, and it doesn't mean that you should think of yourself as better than somebody else, right? So it basically means that you need to know and understand that you are worthy as a human being. So God loved you, your mother loves you, you love yourself, you know who you are, and then that's exactly what a relationship with yourself means, right? So here's a scripture that I came up with, or rather, when I was preparing, it came to mind. So, which is Matthew 22:37-39. So, this was Jesus replying to a question that was posed to him by one of the religious law experts. So, the question was that, so this guy came to Jesus, he said, Jesus, so what is the best, or what is the greatest law in the book of Moses, or rather, in the laws of Moses? Right, and his reply was, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. So Jesus started by saying love God, right? He didn't say love yourself. All right, cool. And then verse 38 says, this is the first and the greatest commandment. So 39 says, and the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. Oh, may I please have three people that I can do a demonstration with? Three people. Three people, please come to the front. One, two. May I please have a male also, guys? Come on, gents. Just one guy. Come through. So awesome. So when we look at the screen now, there is God, there's your neighbor, and there's yourself. Can you see that? So, who wants to be God here? So she's God. Do you want to be a neighbor or yourself? You don't want to be yourself? You want to be somebody else? Cool. And then you are, this is yourself, right? So now, Jesus was actually saying here that if you want to love God, right, like, if you really, really want to love God, like, you want to love God. Do you know what love is, guys? You don't. Okay, I'll tell you now. So if you really, really want to love God, then you should love him with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, right? So if you look at heart, soul, and mind, those are the things that are for one person, not for your neighbor, not for somebody else, right? He's talking to one person. And then verse 39 says that this is the second is like the first. So basically what he was saying was that both the first one and the second one, which is loving God and loving yourself, loving your neighbors yourself, is on the same level. So here he was trying to say to us that there is no way that you can love your neighbor unless you love yourself. Let me show you. So you God, your neighbor, yourself, right? So if he doesn't love himself, there's no way he can love the neighbor. Because, if you don't know how to love yourself, how are you going to know how to love somebody else, right? So if he wakes up in the morning and have breakfast, and then he goes about his life and does everything else, and he doesn't talk to his neighbor. So the neighbor in this context could be the mother, the sister, the friends, the people around you, basically, right? There's no way that you can love God. Simply because if God says that her as your neighbor should come to you and tell you that tomorrow I'm going to do great things in your life and everything else, and she comes and tells you and says, this is what God is saying about you, this is what is going to happen in your life, and you don't love her as your neighbor, there's no way that you'd hear what God is saying. Does it make sense? So then, if now he's able to have a relationship with the neighbor, and the relationship is good, then it's easy for God to use the neighbor to influence his life, right? And then, if he only has the relationship with God alone, and there is no neighbor, it's possible to have the relationship. I'm not saying it's not possible to have a relationship with God without the neighbors. But the biggest challenge of that is everything that God does in our lives is for us to actually influence people into the kingdom of God, right? So meaning that if he loves God and without loving the neighbors, this basically means that there will never be glory and honor for God in his life. So when God wants to influence the neighbor to actually be saved using him, there's no way that he's going to preach to the neighbor when God says preach to the neighbor, because he doesn't have the relationship with the neighbors but only with God, right? So, thank you. You can sit down. Next slide, please. So now, one of the things that I'm trying to teach you guys is that there is no way you can have a relationship with yourself as well unless you have a relationship with God. Because you didn't create yourself, firstly. Does it make sense? So meaning that when you have depression, when you have anxiety, when you have excitement, when you have joy, when everything else is happening in your life and you don't have a relationship with God, there is no way that you'd have peace in your life. And that peace is the only thing that will allow you to have a relationship with yourself. Make sense? Yo, guys, you're looking so angry. Bro, are you angry? All right, cool. You're just tired. So a relationship with yourself is literally the foundation for you to have a relationship with other people. Like, typical example, when Jesus came down to earth to save the whole nation, he literally said to us that we have the decision to make. So it's a personal decision that you have to make and say, okay, Jesus, I take you as my Lord and Savior, and I'm getting saved, right? So meaning that if everything that you do in your life is about you first before other people, if you have a broken relationship with yourself, it basically means that you decided to have a broken relationship with yourself. And that means that you would have a broken relationship with your neighbor, your mom, your friends at school, and ultimately with God himself. Because when God speaks to you, like I said, personal relationship basically means that you are aware of your surrounding, you are aware of everything else that's happening, and you make the decisions. Right? So what do we learn from the scripture that we just read now? So firstly, number one is relationship with yourself, like I said. So it's like a triangle, if you know. So there's no start and there's no end. So you know that when my relationship with God is good, my relationship with myself will be good. And you know that if your relationship with yourself is good, and then your relationship with other people around you, it will be good as well. So here's a scripture. It says, if anyone says, I love God, but hates a brother or sister, that person is a liar. For if we don't love people we can see, how can we love God whom we have never seen? You get it now? She's even saying it's deep. The Bible is deep, girl. So this is written by John. So what John was trying to say, trying to tell us here, it was that there is no way that we can love or we can say that we love God when we don't love other people, right? And there's no way we can say that we love other people if we don't love ourselves, because it means that we'd be conforming to the standards of and the patterns of everyone else around us just to make them happy, but it has nothing to do with us. So loving yourself basically means that you're able to say no to something that you know that takes the peace and the joy away from you. You're able to say no to someone else, someone that is telling you that you're fat and you won't be able to achieve anything. You're able to say no, that's a lie. And you don't force to be in the relationship with those kind of people because you know how it affects you, right? So I'll just give you another personal story of mine. So growing up, I was very arty. I was doing a whole lot of acting, writing scripts and whatever, and this is in high school. And one of the things that broke me, to answer the first question that I asked you guys, it was that my dad, because he's a pastor, he wanted me to do all things biblical. So everything that had to be done outside church and whatever, he didn't want me to do it, right? And that really broke me because, you know, when you know that you're good at this and the first person that should be supporting you doesn't support you, and they end up to stop you doing things like that, like you were saying. They're like, yeah, I hear you playing soccer, but you know that good. I'm like, but you've never watched me play soccer. How do you know that I'm not good? But obviously that would break me because as a child, as a boy child, you just want to make your dad proud, right? So I grew up with a lot of anger, I don't want to lie, and resentment a bit towards him, until one day I woke up and I realized that I'm actually hating myself, not him, because he doesn't even see that I'm hating, that I'm angry, and I'm going through all those things, right? And when I made the decision that, you know what, whether he likes it or not, I'm just going to forgive him and keep doing what I do, right? That allowed me to have a healthy relationship with him. And actually, that allowed me to have a relationship with God, because my broken relationship with my dad didn't allow me to see God as a father as well to me, right? So meaning that if your relationship with the people around you is broken, it's so hard sometimes to relate to what God is saying about you as a father. So, yes, continuing to the next one. So the questions that I have for you now, only have three questions, is how is your relationship with yourself currently? And the second one is, how's your relationship with the people around you? And the last one is, how's your relationship with God? So we have, so yes. So there is a scripture in the Bible. It says a simple thing, right? It says that, why does it benefit you to gain the whole world but lose your soul, right? So this scripture is basically saying everything that we've said now, that it's so nice to gain a million of friends and everything else, but if you're losing your soul in the process, what does it benefit you? Or rather, if you're losing yourself in the process of being popular, being famous, being known, but how does it benefit you when you lose yourself and when you lose your soul, right? So, to wrap up, this is what wrapping up says. A healthy relationship with yourself will unlock your purpose, and God wants to use that for your glory. So meaning that a healthy relationship with yourself allows you to actually be yourself and be unique, be authentic, allows you to live within what God says you are and your identity to be true and correct at all times, right? So that's what it means. So for prayer, actually, I just want to wrap like this. I just feel like these people that with answering the questions that I posed earlier on, that are struggling with understanding how to have a relationship with themselves. And the people that are struggling to have relationships with other people, and ultimately, they're struggling to have a relationship with God, right? So if you are that person, you're in this room, and you want Pastor David and Pastor Mark to pray for you, please raise your hand. It's fine, you can raise. You almost raised it. You're like... So... like I was saying, relationship with yourself means that you have to be true to yourself, right? So if you feel like you're struggling, like literally to have a relationship with yourself, or rather to have a relationship with the people around you, or you're sacrificing yourself for other people and you always had, but people around you are happy, and you feel like you need that to change in your life, and you want someone to pray with you, please raise your hand. Or do you want us to close our eyes so that you can raise your hand in private? Okay, can we close our eyes? Like literally look down. So, if you feel like you're struggling with a relationship with yourself, relationship with the people around you, and the relationship with God, and you want to live a life that is better, like from today going forward, you don't want to live in pain, in hurt, in frustration, because you want to please the people around you, or you want to let go of the pains of the things that people said about you, please raise your hand. Thank you. I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hands. Is there anybody else that feels like, thanks, my brother, that feels like, I want to have a solid and strong relationship with God, but I'm struggling. And I don't even know if I'm saved or not. Please raise your hand. Thank you. For those that have raised their hands, please come to the front. Anyone else, keep your eyes closed. Oops. So I'm gonna divide into two, right? The ones that they feel that they're struggling to have a relationship with God, or they're not sure if they're saved or not, please come to my left, like this left, to the end. Thank you. So, may I please have Pastor Mike and Pastor Debbie to minister to them? Thank you. Can we close our eyes? I'm just going to wrap up in prayer. Lord, we thank you for this time, and we thank you that you're God, you're good, you're great, and you're wonderful. Lord, I pray that let our lives, Father God, be the lives that please you, Lord, and that every day of our lives, Father God, we live our lives, Father God, ready to be used by you and to hear what you're saying, Father God, into our lives. And Lord, that we need to be authentic, Father God, to ourselves and honest to ourselves as well. And Lord, I pray into this week, Father God, that you may bless every person that is here. And Father God, that every person that is here today, Lord, that you may speak to us, Lord, and allow us to hear you, and Father God, and live our lives according to your word. I pray this, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So, yes, thank you guys very much. So, we continue with our devotions, daily devotions this week. Please continue reading that and building yourselves in the Word. And next week, we're talking about relationships with parents. So please come through prepared. Yeah? It's going to be lit. So, yes, guys, thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your week.